This is Apollo Control. One of the problems in diagnosing the pressure rise in the tunnel is that the tunnel volume is very small with respect to the volumes of the cabin in either the LEM or the command module, which makes it very difficult to detect the amount of a pressure loss in either of those vehicles that would account for the pressure rises we're seeing in the tunnel. The amount of oxygen lost would be on the order of 1/100th of a pound, and this is really below, as they say, below the noise level, almost undetectable. So that's one of the reasons, the principal reason, that we're asking the crew to remove and inspect both the hatches from the LEM side and from the CSM side, since this is such a difficult problem to diagnose. And we don't want to get sealed up and then find that the problem was in the LEM hatch all along. So we will have them check the seals on both hatches and seal up the tunnel again and again try to vent and see if we can get a proper vent indicating that we have good tight seals on both hatches. The one revolution delay in the jettison will, as we said, slip the events related to the LEM impact by about 2 hours. This is an approximation, and we'll have to wait for the flight dynamics officer to come up with new event times. The orbital period at the present time is 1 hour, 58 minutes, 28 seconds, and for preliminary planning purposes, this would be a good number to use in computing what the slip will amount to in total time. That's 1 hour, 58 minutes, 28 seconds orbital period. Again, though, the precise times will have to be computed by the flight dynamics officer.